Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Voyage.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Reicho de immundum spiritu, calamum ogleve amplectar.
Is it broken?
Can you raise it?
What the fuck was that? Oh God, oh God. I need to get out of here! I can't do this anymore!
Bob! Calm down. Can you raise your arm?
I think so. A bit.
I don't think it's broken. I think your arm popped out of its socket.
Fuck! I can't go to the hospital! I don't have insurance! I can't...
Lucky for you, we have a... What did you call it? Ad hoc senior care service.
I don't know
I can pop it back in and I have painkillers.
Shit... Really? You can fix it?
Lots of seniors stumble and dislocate their limbs. I've done it quite a lot.
Okay. Okay. What should I do?
Relax. Deep breath. Hang out here. I'll get you painkillers.
Hurry, please!
How are you feeling?
Delightfully zooted. Thanks, Elias.
Good old Valium. How's the sling?
Scratchy, but it's fine.
I'm surprised you're not running for the hills.
The drugs help. My legs are jelly right now. Plus, I honestly have nowhere else to go. Ghost house or under a bridge. Bob Anderson, killing it in his 40s.
Listen, I know you're mending, but... Excuse me while I reprimand you once more.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know where Norma is, but what you two did is somewhat unforgivable. I am fairly sure you both invited a dark spirit into this house.
You don't know that for sure. That could have been Herman who attacked me last night. He's done it before.
That wasn't Herman. That wasn't my father. He's violent, evil, fallen. That thing. It felt non-human.
Of course it felt non-human. It's a ghost.
I mean, it felt non-human in origin. Preternatural from birth.
No, wait. The medium, She said she felt a dark presence before we even started the seance.
No, I would have sensed a non-human entity.
Are you sure?
Positive. In any case, I need to identify it and attempt a banishment.
What about Herman? It could still be him doing all this. It still could be him who killed my parents.
Again, impossible. They were off grounds.
Wait. Could a non-human entity travel off grounds? Are they bound here?
No. They can move freely in our world.
What if that's it? What if it was a demon that killed them?
As I said, I would have sensed that before. I definitely sensed something now, but...
What if the seance just exacerbated its presence? What if this being has been here all along, hiding or concealing itself?
Look, I need to prepare for a banishment. We have new arrivals today, and if there is a demon in here, I can't have it preying on them.
New arrivals? Wait, what? Did he mention to you that this was happening?
No. But he plans for people to stay months in advance. I'm sure these people were just in the pipeline. He told me he's doing a banishment in the house while they're at lunch.
He's convinced we summoned a dark spirit last night.
Do you believe him?
I don't know. I told him maybe one has been here all along. One other than Herman, like the medium surmised.
It's Herman. I've been here for a while now, and I've never seen anything I would constitute as a demonic presence. And last night, we were talking to Herman when everything went crazy. He attacked you.
Yeah, I think so too.
Us conjuring a demon feels like a perfect cover-up.
A cover-up for what?
Think about it. If there's a demon in the house, anything sordid that happens, he can blame it on the demon.
But he said he's planning on banishing it.
I think it's all performative, to show he did all he can. We'll see. I still don't trust him, Bob. Especially after last night. Herman hinted at it. He's killed.
Look, we don't know that for sure.
So they're the Langstons. The patriarch, Henry Langston, is blind and deaf. We'll be taking care of him. They requested to spend a few nights. I said it was okay, but Bob, you can have the final say.
Oh, now I get a say. Sure, yeah, they can stay.
Good. They're going to lunch now in town. I'm going to conduct the banishment now while they're out.
Wait. Can we see?
I'd prefer you didn't. It's a dangerous zone to be in once I started.
We'd still like to see it.
No. Sorry.
Norma's words stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Was Elias faking it all? Was this demon narrative a cover-up for his own foul deeds? I feared for these Langstons and what they would bring upon themselves if they stayed in this house. Be it Herman or a demon or some other spirit, something was not right in this home. Something was darkly festering in the shadows, and it was waiting to inflict harm on us and the guests. As I walked the hallways aimlessly that day, I saw Norma in a mostly empty room, ear pressed against the wall on the furthest side. Norma, what are you doing?
He's doing it, the banishment.
You cannot stay. I command you in the name of Christ our Savior and Michael the Archangel. I command you, foul spirit, to leave
your home. Sounds performative,
and sever your adherence to us.
It does.
I don't think it worked. I still sense the foulness in here, and I couldn't identify it exactly.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
So what does that mean? We need to cancel Henry Langston's stay, right?
No, we can't. They're counting on this and can't afford anywhere else.
But Elias, if there's something in here that can do to someone what it did to me, then shouldn't
no.
we...
No! I said no. Please understand, I can protect Henry.
Can you? You just said you couldn't even identify this thing. Clearly, it's too powerful, right?
I'll stay with Henry. 24/7. I'll protect him. Henry, how are you? How was lunch?
Pa, he asked how was lunch.
Very good, Elias. Thank you. Where's my room? I want to lay down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there any way we can get him laying down now? He's a bit cranky.
Of course. Follow me all. I'll show you to your rooms. But really quickly, I'd like to introduce you all to Bob Anderson. He's the new owner of the house.
Nice to meet you, Bob. Michael Langston. And I have to say, you're a hero for opening your home for this. You'd be shocked how much hospice care costs at other places. You all are doing saintly work here. And who is that hiding behind Bob?
Oh, and this is Norma. She helps with meals and other odds and ends around the house.
Nice to meet you all. Excited to have you stay with us.
This way, Henry. Come, everyone, follow me.
What are you doing?
Emailing my agent. I need to do another recording ASAP.
Interview me.
I would, but Elias is the main subject.
I have things to say about this place, too. About the spiritual realm. My own experiences.
Okay. If he's not ready to do a new one by tomorrow, you're on.
Besides, I wouldn't trust most of what he says. Speak of the devil.
They're all set up. I put protection charms on their room doors. They should be fine.
Shouldn't we tell them what they could be in for? What Henry could be in for?
No. Best not to. Bob, there's something else. The coroner's office just called. They're nearly done with your parents' toxicology reports. They said they plan on calling tomorrow morning.
Wait, what?
They called the home trying to reach you. They don't have your number.
Wow. Okay. Okay, this is good. We can narrow things down with that.
Shit, Henry!
Is something the matter?
Oh. No, Henry. Everything is fine. Your dinner should be ready soon.
Elias.
I'll stay with him.
Don't you want to try the banishment again?
No. One so soon after the other is dangerous. I will just hang out here.
This is dangerous.
It's your fault. You brought it in here.
You don't know that.
It is most likely. Later then, Bob.
Mind if I bum a smoke?
Sure. Sorry, I'm bad with names. I know you're the owner, but...
Bob.
Bob, again, thanks so much for what you're doing. Here, take one. What happened to your arm?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Right. Wasn't a ghost, was it?
Yeah, totally. A ghost.
You just came here, right? You just got ownership? I know something about this place that you won't believe.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's haunted. Like, actually haunted.
Oh, wow. And how have you come to that conclusion?
I figure Elias never mentioned it, but I used to work here.
What?
Yep, in my 20s. I was a groundskeeper when there were different owners, more staff, and when Elias was just the maintenance guy.
Elias never said anything.
I saw his poster around town, free help for the terminally ill and the elderly. I couldn't believe it. I said, I know this guy. I know this place. I won't lie, this house still gives me the creeps.
Backtrack. How do you know it's haunted?
Because I've seen it. I've seen, what would you call it? Paranormal phenomena? Chairs floating, people walking through walls, mysterious groans and moans, things being thrown about by some invisible force. No, this place is haunted. I didn't believe in ghosts until I started working here. You haven't witnessed anything?
I haven't. No. But I've only been here 2 weeks.
Damn, I saw shit on my first day. I almost quit.
If you know it's haunted, why leave your dad here?
We're broke. It's all we can afford. Free. Want to know something else?
Shoot.
There were rumors going around the staff when I was working here that Elias poisoned his dad, Herman Turner.
He killed his father?
Like I said, rumors, but apparently he was well-versed in poisons, learned from some old alchemy book he kept. But that's just what I heard.
Do you believe it?
Well, no, but you never know. You'll keep an eye on him for me, will you? My dad, I mean?
Of course.
Next thing you know, my dad keels over after his morning tea. No. Elias is the most mild-mannered person I know. I'm not worried. Anyhow, good to meet you, Bob. Back into the haunt, huh?
That night, my insomnia was worse than ever. The person Elias may have killed was his own father. I suppose most could give it a pass if his father was as awful and evil in life as most people said he was. Maybe Elias was tired of being abused and took out revenge. Maybe he was sick of all of Herman's evil deeds and took it upon himself to save people. Or maybe Herman was first of many in a long line of murders. Maybe Elias's little amiable hospice setup was a proverbial hotel hell, a snare for those on their way out, people that others expect to die. It's a good cover-up. But it was all conjecture and anecdotes, no proof, no evidence, nothing. And then that night, everything changed.
Hey! Hey, what's going on?
Dad? Dad? What is going on?
I don't know. I heard banging and screaming.
I heard it too. It sounded like Henry from upstairs. He sounded like he was hurt.
I heard Elias too.
Dead on the floor at the bottom of the grand staircase was Henry. His body was mangled and twisted. At the top of the stairs was Elias, on his knees, his arm outstretched, tears in his eyes. He was bawling.
Henry! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Michael crouched by Henry's body. Elias slowly made his way down the stairs. My eyes were locked on him, analyzing his body language, his attitude.
How?
He left his bed. And I chased after him, and he tripped on the first step.
I knew that's not how it happened. I glared at Elias, shocked and more suspicious than ever. Later, the coroners and police came by. They bought Elias's story. Senile old man misses his step while trying to go down a long staircase. We weren't liable due to Henry's mental state, but I needed to know the truth. I found Elias in the backyard after everyone, including the despair-ridden Langston son, left.
They wouldn't have believed me if I told them the truth.
What happened?
It was the dark presence. The demon. The dark spirit. It lifted Henry from his bed and literally pulled him down the hallway and tossed him down the stairs. I've never seen anything like it. This demon is powerful.
Was it a demon, Elias? Or was it you?
What?
Did you push Henry down the stairs?
No. I tried to help him, but you brought a powerful malice into this house.
You don't know that.
Your recklessness and your disregard for the rules of the spirit realm. I don't have the fervor to argue. Good night.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bob Anderson?
Yes, this is him.
My name is Officer Merv Downey. I'm calling you to inform you about your parents' toxicology report.
Oh, yeah, right. I figured it would be the coroner's office calling or an email.
Mr. Anderson, I'm calling because there is officially a murder investigation out for your parents' death. We've confirmed foul play was involved in their passing.
Elias the Caretaker is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamore. executive produced by Robert Mitchley, based on Robert Mitchley's original story. Written and directed by Sarah and Scott Narr. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. Starring David Pinion as Bob and Ben Van Diepen as Elias. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.